the two groups. But the retaliation against Republicans has begun in earnest, and it will reach an intensive crescendo. And I don't know what's going to put it down. It's certainly not going to come from Joe Biden. I doubt that he even understands what's taking place. And the Democrats are all in favor of it. They want people to pay homage to them. They want a complete homage to their beliefs and their practices and their philosophy as they implement them once they take over the government, assuming they do, on January the 20th. So we're in for some very difficult times, and there are going to be some casualties, which is why people should be very cognizant of what is taking place and what's developing.
Well, I would just like to announce that anybody going to those armed protests, do not go. They're getting ready to set us up and take away our Second Amendment rights using that. So don't go.
He just made a speech which was very appropriate and accurate, but that's all.
Did you hear his speech, Bill?
I did.
Have you ever seen him as calm as he was yesterday?
Well, he delivered it certainly with a very stable mind and a beautiful presentation, and yes, he was calm, which tells me he's got everything under control.
Yeah, he does, and he made a comment there. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was, be careful what you wish for.
Well, we all hope there's something going on in the background that'll take place before January 20th, but that may or may not occur.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't know which way to go on this thing. I'm just sitting still just in case something happens, but nothing happens. I'll be surprised either.
Interesting to observe and witness is they're saying that Mitch McConnell, and these are rumors, they're not confirmed, and he has not made an official speech, but Mitch McConnell is in favor of the second impeachment of Donald Trump. I doubt that. I don't think he is stupid enough to come out and make a public statement to that effect, but he's certainly not been very supportive of Donald Trump. And he's also, with his conduct and his manner and the fact that he can't assert himself in anything, he's a wimp, and everyone knows it. He's about to be completely supplanted in the Senate with Chuck E. Schumer taking over. So Mitch McConnell is going to fade away into ultimate obscurity forever. That'll be the end of him, which is what he deserves, by the way.
I'll be glad to see him go.
Yeah, but then we'll end up with corn.
Well, you probably will, and I don't know how long that will last, because Cornyn is no better than Mitch McConnell. That's what's sad about it. The Republican Party has very few true leaders.
KE5YJB. KE0VRT.
KJ5MO. KF5LO.
What about the national anthem? Well, that doesn't surprise me. That's not going to go anywhere, but sure, you've got people like that. And he's probably a Democrat. In fact, I'm sure he is. These people are maximum revisionists. They don't like the country. They're anti-American. They don't like the Constitution. It's too restrictive. And besides, the Constitution, in their mind, was written by a group of old antique men that didn't have a clue what's going on today and couldn't understand it if it were presented to them. And therefore, they should be with more modern, progressive thought processes. That's what they think, and that's what they want to do. They don't realize that they're promoting massive instability in this nation that will literally tear us apart from one side to the other. In addition to that, you've got between 74 and maybe 80 million people that strongly supported Donald Trump that are not going to move an inch. They are absolutely steadfast and concrete in support for Donald Trump. And they are not going to tolerate Joe Biden. So people were, we were trying to set up a pool to see when he's going to leave. I don't think we can do that. I think the better approach is to watch him, because as he embarrasses the Democrat Party with his comments, and he's going to, as he embarrasses them, they'll reach a plateau where they can't tolerate the embarrassment any longer. It'll become so severe and so obvious, and then they'll get rid of it. But watch for that threshold, because it's going to approach if he's sworn in. Well, they just re-elected her, Benny, as you know. Yeah, somebody had a question? Well, somebody stepped on you. The first, who's the he you're referring to? Well, that's possible. Yeah, the bank can just say, we don't want to deal with you anymore. And they can get rid of the client, but that doesn't prevent him. He's an international operator from doing business with other banks around the world. So that's not going to have any effect except to blackball them in the minds of 74 to 80 million people. Buildings other than Trump Tower and maybe private buildings that his, certainly his name is not on any government buildings, and they can't do a thing about the private buildings.
Yeah, man, and you know darn well they're doing the Trump buildings, what they want to do, anything to destroy Trump and any memory of him.
Well, that's they're not going to get rid of Trump. Trump's going to be an identifiable force that's omnipresent from now on. So regardless of what they do, they're going to be forced to live with it. And I'll add another comment. If they carry through with the impeachment activity this afternoon, and I'm not at all convinced they have the votes to do it, but if they do, it's absolutely meaningless, because it isn't going to go anywhere in the Senate. And some of the people have argued, said, well, if we can get him impeached a second time, even if he goes out the door, then he won't be able to run for president. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with it. There's nothing to stop him at all from running 4 years hence if he elects to do so. I don't think he'd do it or subject his family to all the stress, but that does not preclude him running for president again. So this impeachment business is just so much foolishness engaged in by Nancy Pelosi to satisfy their egos and fundraise. Never forget, it's mostly fundraising. Go ahead. No, it's accurate. That's absolutely truthful. They've placed people name because they were Trump supporters on the no-fly list, and all that's going to do is lead to lawsuits, which ultimately would be settled in favor of those that have been blacklisted. It's totally illegal. And don't forget, these are public companies. That's going to have an ill effect on their bottom line, and it won't sit well with many of their own stockholders. That's very foolish. It's a form of retaliation that you would expect out of the Chinese communists or the Russian communists or perhaps the Third Reich with the Gestapo enforcing it.